It's the equinox.
Equinox.
Yours doesn't do that. Only mine. Only mine makes that awesome, scary noise. We are getting into the burrs, DJ Silent, as you had mentioned quite a while ago.
This is forest.
This is nature. We're very nature right now.
But that's not where we're going to be in a few minutes.
We're not going to be nature in a few minutes.
We have a birthday this week.
We're celebrating birthday.
Nick Cave.
I'm celebrating a birthday. Who's got a birthday?
Nick Cave.
Yeah, who's that?
Nick Cave.
Well, that's all you need to say.
All I needed to say is Nick Cave.
That's it.
You know why?
Why?
What is he?
He's legendary.
Why? What is he?
He's a musician. He is an author. He is an poet, conductor.
Screenwriter.
Screenwriter. That's right. He wrote.
He's written a couple movies, and he has written the script for the upcoming remake of The Crow.
We mentioned that. We mentioned that either on like I Heard J Rock or Sucker Underground, remember?
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting patiently for that to come out.
Yeah.
He also directed a movie that Tom Hardy was in.
Yes. Yay. And I can't remember the name of it, even though it was really good.
Was it the...
The Bootleggers in Virginia.
I can't remember the name of it either, but...
And Shia LaBeouf and...
Yeah. It was good. And yes. So is that everything that he is?
Yes.
A writer? We did that. We covered that. Okay.
The and album... The book... And the Ass on the Angel. That's a good book.
Yeah, I remember reading that one. It was really good. Very messed up. Very
yes.
Very messed up.
It's Nick Cave. What do you expect?
He has been around since the 70s.
Yes.
I was a baby. You were a baby.
Yes.
And he was making music.
Yes.
In a band called The Boys Next Door.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an Australian punk band. Mm. New wave. Fun. They had one album, I hear. I read. And we're going to play a song off of it. Because we're going to celebrate Nick Cave. This is a whole slew of music. Wow. So just, you know, sit tight. You're listening to Sucker Underground.
Yes.
We're a podcast that plays music. Yeah. DJ Silent selects great music each and every time. We weren't here last week. Hope everybody had a nice break and vacation. Okay. Well, DJ Silent is telling me to play music, so here we go.
Thank you. just a mirror and the sound of her name sends a permanent shiver down my spine. Down my spine. Against my heart, for in my life she plays a starring part. All alcohol and cigarettes, there is no room for cheap regret.
Hello.
Why, hello. That was quite an intense song. From
Hello.
The Boys Next Door. From It was 1979.
Yes.
That was so beautiful.
Sure.
I love it.
Fine.
Moving on to his next project.
Yes.
Which is?
The Birthday Party.
One of our favorites. One of my favorites.
Okay.
I used to play them all the time. I listened to them all the time. I went through a Nick Cave birthday party.
Yes.
Face.
The birthday party were something else.
The birthday party were something else. Crazy.
Primarily behind one member behind Nick Cave, a guy named Tracy Pugh, the bass player. He was insane.
Mm-hmm.
And he also died very early.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the birthday party.
Oh, remember we played the birthday party and they were having like the movie, the documentary. They're playing around the United States.
Yes.
It's still going on.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're playing more birthday party because they're fun.
Yeah.
And we're walking through the woods, if you haven't noticed.
Sure.
Happy Equinox. Today
Blessed Equinox.
Oh, sorry. Blessed Equinox.
There
we get your candles and your... All your stuff.
Equilibrium.
Just be balanced. And happy that the universe is changing into another form. On Cave's birthday... On
his birthday was yesterday.
Oh. He missed it by one day. Okay, well, we still love Nick Cave and all his music and all his tragedies and happinesses and his legendary lifestyle. Oh my goodness. Here's one of my favorite songs. Silence.
Zoom Music Girl.
You got very excited there. Yes. Another song from the birthday party. DJ Silence selected this one.
Life to cover is a hollow tomb. Spit out the shower.
DJ Silent, you're very loud. Oh, you hurt my eardrums.
That bird is hurting my eardrums.
It's nature.
I want to shoot it.
It's nature. It is a part of nature sounds and birds singing. Autumn forest walk.
Fine.
We're taking a walk in the forest right now.
Okay.
Right now we're walking by. You can actually throw a rock at it
and
if
hit
you
that
want.
Bird.
You can if you want. We'll just stop a second and I'll let you find a rock. We'll interrupt this celebration of Nick Cave so you can find a rock and throw it at the bird.
No.
Okay. Moving on to another project. Nick Cave is in.
The Bad Seeds.
No, we have something before that.
Oh. Grinder Man.
Honey Bee, let's fly to Mars.
Well, no. Grinder Man came after Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
They did.
So we should put Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds first.
You want me to change this up all over?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. We decided that we wanted to do this. And it's a very short song, but it's a very good song. This is, I don't know why this is Grinder Man. I don't know why he did Grinder Man.
Grinder Man is him.
I don't know.
David Bowie did the same thing with Tin Machine.
It's still David Bowie.
Yeah, but he wasn't the songwriter.
Oh.
He was only the front man. He didn't.
He didn't write these songs?
No.
Well, that's a good thing.
And Grinder Man, I don't know all about Grinder Man, but Grinder Man is Nick Cave, like, I'm not Nick Cave. We're in a different band.
Sure.
David Bowie tried, multiple people have tried it.
I'm going to try it right now.
Okay.
Oh, yes. So here's the honeybee. Let's fly to Mars. Buzz buzz buzz. Buzz buzz buzz.
Positions everyone. She's my honeybee, and here she comes. Cancer, rapey SARS, hairy beads and hurtling stars. Won't somebody touch me? Won't somebody touch me? Honeybee, let's fly to Mars. 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 Let's fly to Mars. Honey, let's fly to Mars. Honey, let's fly to Mars.
maybe.
Mine's lower than yours.
Because you keep on yelling, so we're going to turn you down.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. People's ears are getting blown. DJ Silent and his has to yell. Did you find your rocket? speaking of bands that Nick Cave didn't write the song for, we have another song. Wow, he's just singing in this. They don't even like say, oh, he's singing this song. They don't even mention it anywhere.
Wait, are we going to the Bad Seeds or not?
No, this is Current 93. And All the Pretty Horses. You wanted me to play this?
You're after like, the current. Never mind.
Well, we have to play it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very short song. It's very
play
short.
Play it after the. Okay.
It's very short. It's very pretty. Hushabye.
Don't you cry, go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, all the pretty little horses. Blacks and bays and dapples and grays, all the pretty little horses. Way down yonder in the meadow lies a poor little lambie. Bees and butterflies flitting round his eyes, poor little thing is crying, mammy. Go to sleep, don't you cry, rest your head upon the clover. Rest your head upon the clover. In your dreams, you shall ride while your mammy's watching over. Blacks and bays and dapples and grays, all the pretty little horses. All the pretty little horses.
All the pretty horses.
Little horses.
Well, that was abrupt. Beginning and ending. And it was a pretty song. Yes.
Yes.
And here's another pretty song.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day.
From the first day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled. For her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped out the tears. tears that run down my face. They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow? So sweet and scarlet and free.
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. I nodded my head as I lay on the bed. If I show you the roses, will you follow? They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. Day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said all beauty must die. And I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know. For my name was Eliza. My name was Eliza Day.
Well, that was depressing.
That wasn't happy.
No. That was off the most depressing album, Murder Ballads.
Murder Ballads.
From Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Thank you.
DJ Silent selected that. We are celebrating Nick Cave, who had a birthday this week.
He's old.
He's like 66?
Five.
65. He's been around for a very long time.
Yes.
Yes.
More Nick Cave now.
We will get into some more rockin' songs now. Going on to Henry's Dream, one of my favorite songs. Jack the Ripper. Yeah.
I got a woman. She rules my with an iron fist.
One more Nick Cave song.
Happy birthday, Nick Cave.
To celebrate the life of
Happy birthday, Nick Cave.
And we've played The Boys Next Door. We played The Birthday Party. Grindr
Happy
Man,
birthday, Nick Cave.
Happy birthday, Nick Cave.
Happy birthday, Nick Cave.
Yay. DJ Silent's favorite song is up next from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
It's my favorite, but is it the best version?
No.
Okay.
It's a good version. Off the Murder Ballads. That's another great album. We just played Where the Wild Roses Grow.
Slit Your Wrist song.
That was pretty sad. We have a request. Yoshki and Sarah Brightman, Miracle. We're going to play brand new music from Three Teeth. They do a cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Nice 80s remake. Yay. And Duran Duran. Black Moonlight will squeeze in. Thanks for tuning into Sakura Underground.
Yes.
We're finally back. We'll be back again next week.
Maybe.
Check us out on Spotify. We're on Spotify. And
sure.
We're also on iHeartJRock.com. And yeah. Be sure to check out iHeartJRock. Thanks, DJ Silent, for celebrating Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, or Nick Cave.
Fine.
And his life journeys.
Happy birthday, Nick Cave.
He's been around for a very long
time. Like he's
going to
hear this.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Let's just continue music. Music overload.
Of cards staggered me. He wore rag-drawn shoes and an old Stetson hat. Had a 2840, had payments on that staggered me. His woman threw him out in the ice and the snow, and she told him never ever come back no more staggered me. The mud till he came to a place called the Bucket of Blood. Staggered me. He said, Mr. Motherfucker, you know who I am. And the barkeeper said, no, and I don't give a good goddamn to Stagger Lee. He said, well, bartender, it's a plain to see. I'm the bad motherfucker called Stagger Lee. Mr. Stagger Lee. Well, the barkeeper.
said, "Dear, I heard your name down the way, and I kick motherfucking asses like you every day, Mr. Staggerly." Well, I froze were the last words that the barkeep said, 'cause they put four holes in his motherfucking head. Just then in came a broad called Nellie Brown, known to make more money than any bitch in town. Yeah. She struts across the bar, hitching up her skirt over to Staggerly. She's starting to flirt over Staggerly. She saw the barkeep, said, "Oh God, he can't be dead." Stagg said, "Well, just count the holes in the motherfucker's head." She said, "You ain't look like you're scored in quite a time. When I come to my bed, it won't cost you a dime, Mr. Staggerly. But there's something that I have to say before you begin. You have to be gone before my man Billy Dilly comes in, Mr. Staggerly. I'll stay here till Billy Dilly comes in, till time comes to pass. And furthermore, I'll fuck Billy Dilly in his motherfucking ass," said Staggerly. "I'm a bad motherfucker, don't you know? And I'll crawl over 50 good pussies just to get to one fat boy's asshole," said Staggerly. Just then Billy Billy rolls in. He says, "You must be the man motherfucker called Staggerly. I'm Staggerly. Yeah, I'm Staggerly. You better get down on your knees and suck my dick, because if you don't, you're gonna be dead," said Staggerly. Oh, well, Billy Billy dropped down and slobbered on his head, and Stagg filled him full of lead. Oy.
Distrugge la paura. from me.